Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tzad Gimel, 93. Bava Metzia, daf Tzad Gimel, the last full blot in Perak HaSochar Sapolim. Tomorrow we finish up the Perak and get into HaShoel. But let us do Bava Metzia, Tzad Gimel. So we are on the bottom of Tzad Beis on the Beis, and we are discussing the issue of Ketzitza. Can one make a deal? Can a worker make a deal with his employer in order to get paid instead of eating? Instead of eating the fruits, as we have been talking about the past couple of days, can he be kotzeitz a certain amount beforehand and in that way not have the privilege and the heter of eating? So the braisa discussed yesterday that we quoted on Tzadik Beis Mabez, a person is not a real braisa, it's the mission that we're going to have on the next Amud on Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. A person is allowed to do that for himself, for his children, and for certain avadim, and not for his wife, but not for his younger children, we said, because they are lav b'nei mechila ninhu. The braisa, though, that was quoted, had a stira, we quoted a stira between the braisa and the Mishnah, between avadim ketanim, whether a person can be kotzeitz for his avadim ketanim, his eved katan will eat, and he will get the, he will get paid. Does he have the right to do that or not? So, the Gemara had a couple of answers, and the Gemara at the end said, the last line that we did, it's a case of ma'alol hemazonos. He is feeding them, but he still cannot take away their privilege of eating because it's going to cause them pain. It's going to cause them tsar. And even though, we quote it from the Rashba, even though the father and the master is fit to get the demei chavala, if they are wounded, if they have pain, then he gets the damim, but the Torah does not allow them to lechadchila cause pain to them. So we are on the last line. Says the Gemara, but Mayu Kim Telamas Nisan, how did we interpret the Mishnah? The Mishnah that says a person can be kotzeitz for himself and for his avadim and shvachos gedolim, but he cannot for his avdo v'shivchaso hakatanim. The Braisa said that he can. So we said the Mishnah is a case of ein ma'ala mazonos, Mayu Kim Telamas Nisan b'shei ma'ala mazonos, and therefore he cannot be kotzeitz. So Hanicha, says the Gemara, Lamanda Amar ein Rav Yochel Omer La'Eved Azemi Veni Zancha Shapir. That whole possibility fits according to the opinion that says a master is not allowed to tell his Eved, Aseimi Veni Zancha, work for me and I won't feed you. If he can't say that, no, he'll have to feed him. He can't say that the Eved has to go and beg for his own food. So if you say that the Rav cannot say that, so then it fits in, because here, if he's ein ma'al lemazonos, then he has no rights to the wages. El lamanda amar yachal Rav lomar le'eved, same even izancha, but if you say that the master could say that, tell the Eved, you work for me and you go beg for your own food. Obviously, you can't let him starve, but we have to be mechaya, as we had a couple of days ago, with the mitzvah being mechaya chichimach. But he can say, you have to get your own food. I say, me, you work for me, v'ein izanchos, Michael Amemars. Then here, even if ein ma'ala mazonos, he should still have the rights to be kotzeis. So the Gemara answers, okay, let's go back to a different possibility. Ela idivi bish ein ma'ala mazonos. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about a case where he is not giving food to the Eved. Ubahapligi, and what's the machlokas about? The Marzavar Yachal, Masavar Ein Yachal. Maybe this issue that we're quoting from elsewhere is the issue between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether a master could tell his Eved this. So the Mishnah says that a master has the ability to be kotzeitz only for his avadim gedolim, but not for his avadim ketanim. And the Braisa says he can be even kotzeitz for his avadim ketanim. So that's totally on whether the Rav could tell the Eved asemi v'eni zancha. Says the Gemara 1 minute. For Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Yochal Harav Shavik Masnisa Vavik Braisa. If you line up the shitas, the Rabbi Yochanan that says a Rav, Yochal Harav, the Rav can say, Seimi Veni Zanchos. That's what the Braisa holds. He would hold like a Braisa, not like a Stam Mishnah. Would rather not say that. So Ela Dekuli Alma, the Gemara says, fine. Dekuli Alma, going back to our original issue, why we brought in this whole Braisa, Mishal Shamayim Hu Ochel. Right, the question the Gemara asked yesterday, whether the fact that the workers can eat from the field, does that mean Mishal Shamayim? It's a present from Hashem, it's a present from God, and therefore the worker cannot say, give it to my family, Mishal Shamayim, or Mishalo, is it considered Tosefes of wages, as the Meiri said yesterday, it's Tosefes Char. So says the Gemara, everybody holds Mishal Shamayim Uochel, Velo Matzi Katzitz, and because of that, he cannot be Kotzitz. He's getting it from Shamayim, so he can't make deals about what he is about to do, specifically for an Eved Katan. That's the issue between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Umay Kotzitz, Dam Raboshi, and Mizonos. What is the whole issue that's brought up in the Braisa? Right, this is the Brisa Tana Raboshia. That was the third to last skinny line in the previous Amud. The whole discussion in the Brisa of Kitsitsa is about Mizonos. Can he give them food beforehand so that they won't be able to eat? Rashi says in the first skinny line, Sheyitin lahem Mizonos me'ikara harbe shelo yuchlu lechol min ha'anavim. Can he give them plenty of food beforehand? That's the issue. So Gemara says, Dechvasei gabe behemto teven nachutzla. So if you say this similarly, by a behema, we know that you're able to give the behema plenty of food beforehand. That's what we had yesterday. That a balabais is allowed to be matir and untie the straw in front of the animal, so it should be mutter. So El Gemara says, you're right, go back to our original discussion. The Mishnah, the Brisa must be debating the following. The Marsavar Mishalahu Ochel, or Marsavar Mishal Shemayimu Ochel. Whether he is able to eat Mishalo, whether it's considered his own wages, and therefore he has more rights to it, that would be the Brisa. And the Mishnah would hold Mishal Shemayimu Ochel, and that's why he cannot be kotzeitz for certain Avadim, for the Avadim Kitanim. So Rova the Rishonim hold, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rambam, all hold the Maskana, we paskin Mishal Shemayimu Ochel. And that is why, that's the pshat of the Mishnah, and that is why he wouldn't be able to give his family, wouldn't be able to say, give it to my wife, give it to my kids, because we paskin Mishal Shemayim hu ochel. The question that the Rishonim deal with is that the Gemara we had earlier in Daf Tzadik Aleph said, if I do not let my worker, if I don't let my worker, let me find the Rambam here, if I don't let my worker eat from the field, I'm chayiv, and I'm chayiv to pay him for the loss that I caused him. The question is, if it's Mishal Shemayim hu ochel, so then, okay, I didn't let the gift from God kick in, but is that a shibud that has to be paid back? Why would that be considered something that I would be chayiv for after the fact? That is the Ritva's question here. Let me find it. Says the Ritva. Let me find it, 1 second. Okay, let me just say it outside, because I can't find it. So the Ritva says, back on the Salah Galaf we had, that if you're Chosem, you're Chayav to Shalim. So the Ritva says, it's Ke'ein, it's like Hashavas Gazel. Not exactly, it's from Mishal Shemayim, but it's similar to Hashavas Gazela, and this is what the Ramah Paskins and Shulchan Aruch as well. Like this, like the Gemara, says the Gemara, it says the Shulchan Aruch, and Shin Lam Zayin, Poel Ha'usim Malacha Labala Bayis, B'davar Machal. If a Poel is working, a food item, Hareza Ochal B'mashahu Osa, Afiluena Osa Lobiyadav Loburag Labrakshan Osi Aksefo, even if he's only carrying on his shoulders, he still has to get fed. Va'asur Lachasmo Shalo Yochal, and it's Asur too. Be Chosem, it's Asur for the master to muzzle him, figuratively or literally, that he doesn't eat. Here's the Ramah, here's the Ramah quoting the Ramah. According to the Ramah in the tour, Vim Chasmo Shilume Mishalem Le Milki Lolaki. He does again Malkus, but we'll talk about that soon. But he has to pay him. So even though this is categorized as a Bidei Shamayim Chiyuv, still we paskin that he would have to pay it back. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah. So we have this whole Mishnah Kimat already on the previous blot. Says the Mishnah, well, the Mishnah we were just talking about. All these people I'm allowed to talk to the employer about, and they hear me, and they accept the terms. So, that's Mechila. We had the question of the Minchas Chinuch at the end of yesterday's shir. How could they be mochel on a dover shelo bala olam? Even though the ayin is not bila olam, but the rights to take it are lo bala olam. So he left it as a tzorachian. Maybe it's a little a siluk rather than a mechila. But either way, that was the Minchas Chinuch sa'ara. But it's possible. Aval, eino kotes al yidei beno bito haktanim. V'lo yidei avdo v'shev chaso haktanim. But he cannot do it for any of his young children. Because they v'lo yidei behemto, and not for his animal. V'pnei she'ein bohem das. Because they don't have das. That is what the Mishnah says. Also, we have the following. If a man hires out his workers, to be work in his Netta Ravai field, also, they cannot eat from it. Again, this is what, I think I mentioned it again yesterday, this is what Reb Chaim's two rayas, that Mi'ila is an Isser Gezel of Hekdish, is the fact that the Gemara does not need any source to tell me that a Nazir cannot drink the wine, and I cannot eat the Netta Ravai fruits. There's no source quoted that a worker cannot eat that, even though earlier a source had to be quoted that a field of hektish a worker is not allowed to eat from. So the answer is, if it's Isur, if it's Averis, so then what difference should it make? Answer, says Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Me'ilah, Paraches, the answer is that by Me'ilah, that's the only case I would have had to have a Mina that it's Mutter. Because Me'ilah is a form of Gezel. And that's the whole point here. The Torah is saying there is no Gezel by this fruit, the worker has a right to eat it. So if that's true, I might have thought that Me'ilah is also Muttered. Kamash Vulan, it's not. It's a special type of Gezel. But there would be no Havamina by a Nazir with wine. There'd be no Havamina by someone eating Netaravai fruit outside of Yerushalayim. So that's this Mishnah. So a person, a worker, cannot eat it. If the employer did not let the workers know beforehand that they're going to be working in a Netaravai field, then he has to redeem them and give them food, right? Because it was a mekach tos, as we had yesterday. Nisparsu agulav, nispaschu chaviosav. Let's say the worker comes and he sees the figs are already separated, the barrels are already opened. Also there, he cannot force them to eat, and they're not allowed to eat it because it's usher. It's already gemar malacha for maestros. Im lo hodi on maser machilon. If he didn't let them know that this was the stage and it was already gemar malacha, then again he has to give them. He has to give them food that is mutter to them. So that is all lines that we have had already. Last line, which is the new one, and that's the one the Gemara talks about. Shomrei peros ochlin mehilchas medina avalo min hatorah. Shomrei peros, people who are guarding orchards, not people who are working in fields. So that's what we've spoken about up to now. People are actively working. Excuse me. Yes, so this is shomrei peros. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting in the outside of the field, sitting in a hut and guarding them. So is that considered working the field? Does the Torah include that? The Torah says kisava b'kerem rayacha v'katam b'chermei shlo sanif. While you're cutting it, all the pesukim talk about acting. Says the Mishnah, shomrim only eat me hilchas medina. What does that mean? Hilchas medina. Rashi quotes kfar nahagu kain. It's the minug. It's the minug, and minug has power. We had a couple last week. Minug mabata halacha in some cases, but this is the out of minug they eat it avalo minat Torah. But it's not the din daraisa. Mi daraisa, you have to be working in the field and not just guarding the field. So that is the Mishnah. So says the Gemara. Shomrei peros machlokas Rav and Shmuel coming up. Amar Rav says lo shanu el shomrei ginos upardesin. When do we say that they eat mehilchas medina and not mida oraisa? That's only if they're guarding orchards and pardesin, if they're guarding items that are mechuba lakarka, that they have not had gemar malacha. So, said the Rashi, read Rashi, tahavi le mechubar b'shashe in gemar malacha, hilchach menat Torah lo achil v'achil mehilchas medina, v'kolshkin osim ben mechubar. So it's not time for gemar malacha yet, and that's why they're not eating mida oraisa. As we've said a number of times, gemar malacha, mechubar, that's when they eat daraisa. So when do we say they only eat mitam minhag? That's only if they're guarding an orchard and a pardes, which aren't ready yet. Aval shomri gitos va'aremos, but if they're guarding gitos, wine vats, or aremos, piles of grain that have already had gemar malacha, and there's already chiv of maestros, so ochlim not chiv of maestros, they've already had, they're up to the stage of gemar malacha, ochlim na Torah, so they could eat midaraisa. Kesavar, what is Rav hold? Mishamer ka'ose maisa dami. Guarding, theoretically, is ose maisa. If you're talking about a case of mishamer at the time that usually a worker is allowed to eat, so then he's allowed to eat too. Mishamer is ka'ose maisa dami. So we had on Shabbos, we didn't have shir on it, but on Shabbos, a couple days ago, we had akima svasov, whether that's a maisa or not talking. So every act is looked at. Sometimes in halacha, you don't need a physical act, what we would call a physical act, you don't need that to be considered a maisa. So moving my lips might be considered a maisa, not just for my lips, for my body. It might be called, I did an act by moving my lips. So to here, if I'm guarding something, so what, I'm not moving. But halachically, you might have the status of maisa. Ka'osa maisa dami. That's what Rav holds. Because you see, shomer kitos haremos, there is a type of shomer that eats midar maisa. So that's how you know Rav holds mishamer is ka'osa maisa dami. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says no, just the opposite. Lo shanu ela shomrei gitos va'aremos. When do we say that they only eat? And they eat mitam minhag by shomrei gitos va'aremos. That's when they would eat. Why? Because had they been working, the Ritva explains, how they've been working at this stage, they would eat midaraisa. So if they're shomrim, they'll eat midarabanan, mitam minhag. Aval shomrei ginos u'pardesin, but guards of ginos and pardesim, which the Ritva adds, even if they would be working, they wouldn't be able to eat. So in an ochlin lo minatar v'lo mehilchas medina. So they never eat if they're shomer ginos u'pardesim. So it comes out according to Shmuel that there is no shomer that eats midaraisa. So kasavar, what does he seem to hold? Mishamer lav kosa maisa dami. A mishamer is not kosa maisa because there is no shomer of fruits that would eat midaraisa. So again, just to read you the Ritva that I just mentioned, it's really from the Rashba. but I'll read it to you. Hilga kisha shomrim gitos va'aremos depoel ha'osa ma'isa ochel b'menatora. When they're garnet gitos va'aremos with the worker himself, if he had been doing an action, he would eat midaraisa shomer ochel melechus medina. Then you go down one notch, and the shomer could eat mitamina. Avol b'shomer gitos v'pardesim da'afilu poel ha'osa ma'isa. Even if the worker would be eating now, eino ochel b'menatora, he wouldn't be eating daraisa kivet eino gemar malacha. Then Paul, he would not eat at all. So that is the Rashba. The Ravid here has a little different shot. The Ravid in the Sibuk of Betz's quote, you know why one would be allowed to eat in certain cases of Shomer, according to Rav? Because sometimes a Maisa is involved. Sometime when you guard, you have to do an act. You have to walk around. You have to make sure everything's okay. So as long as sometimes there's a Maisa, it could be called Yesh Bahem Maisa. That is the Ritva, that's the Rivas comment here in the Shita Mugubetzis. So this is very important. That comment alludes to a major Machlokas Rishonim, which we could have discussed on Shabbos, but as we said, hopefully we'll have another chance, and that chance is right now. And that is the definition of a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Right, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Usually we have clear-cut cases. Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Somebody kills somebody. That's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. That's even worse. You don't get malchus, you get killed for that. But if I eat a piece of treif, that is a lav sheyesh b'maisa. If I wear shatniz, so putting it on is a maisa. But is that a lav sheyesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa? Wearing it, is the wearing it? So that's not so clear. Some cases are clear, some cases are not clear. So what happens if you have a case where an act could be involved, but it's not always involved? So do you say that it's called a lav sheyesh b'maisa? Do you say it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa? Do you say it depends if you did an act? So all three shitos appear in the Rishonim. Rabbi Sachs has a summary of this in his Sefer Chemdas Yamim in Simin Vav. I think it's Simin Vav. I don't have it here, but has somebody check me. I think it's Simin Vav or Simin Yud, one of those. But three Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Schirus, Schirus Yud Gimel Beis. The Rambam is talking about our case, about muzzling. Anybody who withholds an animal from eating while he is working, he gets malchus. Echad shor ve'echad kol minei behema v'chaya. Doesn't matter any type of animal, bein tamei bein tahorin, kosher or non-kosher animal. V'yechad hadisha v'yechad kol shara malachos shel gedulei karka. Doesn't matter if he's threshing or doing any other malacha. Says the Rambam, the Isser Disha is all inclusive. Lo nomar shor b'disha ela b'hove. Only says shor b'disha because that's very common. V'achosim es apol pater. But if you do it to a person, he is pater. But then the Rambam continues, afilu chasma b'kol loke. Even, the Shikamar we had on Shabbos, even if he muzzled it by calling to the animal's about to eat, and he goes, oh, stop! Right, he stops him, by calling to him, he gets malchus. Interesting. Is that because Akima Svasa have a Maisa? If you look elsewhere in the Rambam, it's not so clear that Akima Svasa have a Maisa. So what does the Magen Mishnah here say? This is Shita number one, says the Magen Mishnah, Ve'efshar Hayali Lomar. Magen Mishnah Schirus, Yud Gimel Beis, Ve'efshar Hayali Lomar, Shekol Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, Ela Dibur, She'ena Dibur Kari Maisa, Aval Chasima, Kivan She'yeshna Ba Maisa Gamur. You can do Chasima by a full Maisa, you can put a muzzle on the animal. So since you could do it with a Maisa, Afa Chasima Bakol Hi Kimaisa. As long as the Aveira could be done through a Maisa, then it is always called a Lav She'yesh B'Maisa, even in a certain case when the person did not do a Maisa. That is Shita number one, that's the Magen Mishnah. Lav She'yesh B'Maisa, as long as it could be done through a Maisa, it is called a Maisa. On the other side is the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says this most clearly in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph. Reish Mem Aleph, Mitzvah of Nekama, which we've discussed in the past, the Tama Mitzvah. Just to review it quickly, the first part of the mitzvah, Sefer Chinuch says, we have an issur daraisa of taking nekama. And as he says, it's very hard. How do we not take nekama? If somebody punches me in the face, somebody wrongs me, I want to get them back. How could I even try to control myself? It's very hard. Somebody hurts me. He talks about nekama, netira, but says the Sefer Chinuch, mishar shei mitzvah, sheyeda adam v'yitena libo, kikola sheyigrim mitov adra. Everybody should know that everything that happens to him, from good to bad. This is very important to think about at this time of year during the 9 days. Husiba she'tavo Allah me'is Hashem Baruch Hu. Everything that happens to us personally and nationally to the Jewish people all comes from Hashem to teach us something and to give us a lesson. Miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, lo yedavar bilti rason Hashem Baruch Hu. Nothing happens if Hashem didn't will it. Al kein kishi tsa'areyu o yachivehu adam. When a person pains me, yedav benafsho ki avonosav garmu v'Hashem yisbar gazar olav v'kach. If something happens to me, Hashem wanted it to happen. Yes, says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'lo yashis machshavosav. We'll say that in a second. V'lo yashis machshavosav. Then kom imenu ki hu ein asibas for aso. I'm going to punch the guy in the face, but I was meant to get punched in the face. I was meant to. Obviously, if he's a rodef, he's trying to do it again, I'm allowed to protect myself. There's a concept called rodef. Ki ha'avonu ha'masavev, as he continues. So therefore, it comes from Hashem. Of course, a person, that person is going to get punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as an object, not as a subject, as an object, everything that happens to me was meant to happen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a subject, I'm going to be held accountable, I have Bechira Chavshis. But that is the Sefer HaChinuch, we mentioned Rabbi Tursky, Rabbi Meir Tursky notes the story to fit into this from the end of Sefer Breishis, where Yosef HaTzadik says to the brothers, don't worry about it, Hashem wanted you to sell me, he wanted me to be here, I'm not going to take punishment from you. So the question is, what do you mean? He was whitewashing the whole Aveira. He was saying, it wasn't an Aveira, it's not an Aveira, don't worry about it. So, well, you didn't sell me. Of course they sold him. We pay for that Aveira throughout history as well. So our Ruge Malchus, we read about on Tisha B'Av. So what is meant by Yosef? So the answer is no, Yosef is saying as an object, I'm not going to take Nekama from you, because it's not my issue. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As subject, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held you accountable. That's all the first part of the Sefer HaChinuch. But the last paragraph we never focus on. The last paragraph says, V'noheges b'chol makum v'chol zman v'scharmu v'nekevos. And it's noheg b'chol makom. This mitzvah applies to men and women. V'over aleha, v'kava b'libo l'sno chaveru. If I violate this, and I put in my heart to hate my friend, al shehera lo, because he disobeyed to me, ad sheyimaleyu karaso, until I do something negative to him, over alav zeh, I violate. V'raso rabba ki hi siba l'takalim ruba. Fine. What about malchus? Do you get malchus on the issur of nekama? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Aval ein lokin alav zeh. No malchus. Lefisha ein bo maisa. No maisa, ein bo maisa. So if you don't get malchus. I can think of plenty of ways that I could take the kama for a maisa. Right? Somebody tripped me, I'll trip them back. Right? Somebody does something to me. You can think of many cases that you have a maisa by nakama. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the klal zeh yeh biyadcha. Keep this klal, you should know it. B'chol makom shenomer lav she'ein bo maisa ein lokin alav. Af al pi she'asa bo shem maisa. The exact opposite of the Magen Mishnah in Schiras. He emphasizes this and he's very emphatic. If it's possible to be done without a Maisa, so then it's considered a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, like the Isser of Nekama. Remember, the Magen Mishnah said the opposite. If it can be done with a Maisa, it's always called a Maisa, like Chasima. Those are the two extreme shitas. What about the other shita? The final shita is the shita of the Ravid. Doesn't work so well with the Ravid here in the shita, but the Ravid in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Ravid in Hilchas Avodah Zarah says, the Ravid in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam is talking about haircuts and cutting one's payas. That's the Rambam, as he writes in Mar Nevuchim as well. A person can cut off payas. That's what the Komrim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do. They used to shave the sides of their heads, so one is not allowed to cut their payas. What happens if a person lets someone else cut their payas? So who gets the Aveira? Says the Rambam. Doesn't matter if you shave the sides of your head or you shave your whole head. You get Malchus for cutting off your payas. The man who is shaving, cutting off the payas, gets them a Malchus. But the man who is getting his head shaved, he does not get Malchus unless he helps out the Megaleach, unless he moves his head and goes, here, cut. But if he doesn't do anything, he just stands there like a zombie, he does not get Malchus. That is the Shita of the Rambam. Says the Ravid, it is not 100% clear in the Rambam. Is it Asur Daraisa if you don't help him? Because you don't get Malchus. You don't get Malchus unless you help him. The Ravid understands the Rambam as saying that even though you know if you don't get Malchus, it's not Asur. It's not Asur. Even less than Misayeya. Says the Ravid, no. Even if you're not Misayeya, it's still Asur. You just don't get Malchus. If you would be Misayeya, you get Malchus. So according to the Ravid, it's Asur both ways. Whether you help or you don't help. When do you get Malchus? It depends if you did an act. So this is the middle Shita. How do you define Lav Shem Misa Eba Misa? Whether an act was done. If you did an act, it's a Yeshba Misa. And you're going to get Malchus. If not, you will. If you did a Maisa, you will get Malchus. If you didn't do a Maisa, you won't get Malchus. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so the Ravid would say you have to look at every case and see what was done. I don't know. What would he say about Akim Asfasa? That's a question about what he would paskin. Okay, let's continue. So that's the Machlokas. Back to the Gemara. That's the action on Amud Aleph here. So now we continue. We have a Machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. Again, whether Shmira guarding is itself considered a ma'isa. So Mazar Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna, Hamishamer es ha-para metami begadim, if somebody is guarding the paraduma. We know the paraduma had special shmira throughout the process. If you're guarding the paraduma from the time it gets shechted until the time its ashes are gathered on Har HaZeisim, you're metame begadim. We know anybody involved in the avoda, his begadim become tame. Right? That's metaris at tameim and metame at tahorim. So v'yamrik mesharim alaf goes to ma'isa tameim and metame begadim. 1 minute. If just guarding is nothing, it's not goes to ma'isa. So why should somebody who guards the paraduma, his begadim become tame? That's not called involved. So Amar Rabba Bar Ula gezera shemiyazus ba'ever. You're right. Mida Oraisa, the Mishamer, is not Mitami Begadim, but it's Mida Rabbanan, that maybe he will touch something. Maybe he will touch something and move something, but fundamentally, you could say, it's Lavko Osamais. Mazar of Kahana, next question. HaMishaber Arba V'Chamish Mikshos. Let's say I'm watching 4 or 5 different cucumber fields. Harei Zelo Yamali Kreso Me'achan Mehem. So if I'm guarding, I shouldn't eat all what I'm allowed to eat from one field. Let me call echad v'ochel echad ochel pi cheshbon. I should percentages to split it up 1/5 from each field. The yamer mishamer lav goes and ma'isa dami ma'ochel. 1 minute, we're talking about a shomer here. Why should he eat at all? It must be that a shomer is kosa ma'isa dami, like Rav. So I'm refsir barashi ba'akurin shanu. No, we're talking about akurin. We're talking about already uprooted from the ground, and therefore they eat because of, as the Shmuel agreed before, Hilchos Medina. They already had Kamar Malacha, and therefore, they would eat. They're Akurin. The word says Akurin, Vari Nigmam Lachon Lameiser. If they're really uprooted, and they're gathered already, then you already had Kamar Malacha for Meiser, and he shouldn't be able to eat, because he should have to take off Meiseris. Shlonital Pike Shalahem. No, their blossoms were still on, as we had a couple days ago, we quoted the mission in Meiseris. Until the blossoms come off, they are not Mechuyav in Meiseris. Amar Ravashi, Kavasi the Shmuel Mustafer. I think Shmuel is right that a Shmira is not Kosa Maisa because of the Mishnah we had earlier on Pezayin. It's not the Mishnah said, Ve'elu Ochlem in HaTorah. The following workers eat Midaraisa. Ha'osa bin Mechubi Lekarka B'Shas Kamar Malacha. If a person is working in the field at Kamar Malacha time, Ubitalish V'chulu. So the Mishnah says, these people eat from the Torah. Mashba, there are some people that are close to this category that would not eat from the Torah, but only from Mitaminag. Right, because what does the Mishnah say? These people eat from the Torah. Just why these people eat. So these people eat from the Torah, Mashba, there are some people that don't eat from the Torah, but they do eat Mitaminag. Ema Seifa, but then the next line then says, Ve'ilush Einon Ochlin. Then the Mishnah says, tell me some people don't eat at all. So, but don't eat? Mayin and Ochlin. What does that mean? Ile Mishin Ochlin and a Torah, Ele Milchus Bedina. If it's that some people don't eat Midaraisa, but they eat based on the Minach and Ereisha. We know that from the Ereisha. El Alav. It must be in the Seifa, Shein Ochlin, Lom and a Torah, Lom Milchus Bedina. It must be the Mishnah telling me that they don't eat at all. Umay Nihu, Oseb, Mchuba Lakarka, Beshah Shein, Gemar Malacha, the Kol Shekin Shomigino Sopratesos. Even if somebody is eating, is working Mchuba Lakarka at a time before Gemar Malachi won't eat, surely just Shomrim. So Rav Ashi says that he thinks the Mishnah proves like Shmuel. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now we move on to the next section of Bamitzia, which is all about the Dalid Shomrim. These Prakim were just about, keep in mind, right, we had the first two Prakim of Bamitzia, which are about Mitzia, Halachas of Mitzia. Perek Aleph is all about fighting over Mitzia. Perek Beis is about the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Perek Gimel Hamafkid is about Shomrim. It's about Shoel, and if it's stolen from the Shomrim, and if a Shomer is Sholech Yad B'Kadon, the third parak. Fourth and fifth parak are financial issues. Fourth parak is about ona'ah and about monetary issues, business dealings, when is a kinyan take place, meshicha, ma'os. Fifth parak was all about ribbis, and the sixth and the seventh so far have been about relationships between employers and employees. So now we move on to shomrim. Again, the whole mesechta is about interpersonal relationships, as we know basically all the babas, right? All the babas are kula chad mesechta he. Just like we know, there's if you look in certain Mishnayos, certain versions of Mishnayos, Meseches Kalim is 30 Prakim. So sometimes it says Baba Kama, Baba Masi, Baba Basra, even my Kalim. So the beginning of Seder Taurus had 3 Babas, and the beginning of Seder Nesikin had 3 Babas. Baba Kama, Baba Masi, and Baba Basra were 3 Babas. Also, the other right to that is that there's 10, 10, and 10. But if you look in all the Sedarim, we mentioned this before as well, that all the Sedarim, how they're organized, is the biggest Mesechta is right at the beginning, and it gets smaller and smaller until you get to the end of the Sedarim. So here you have Baba Kama, Masi, Baba Basra, so they're each 10, 10, and 10, and then you have Sanhedrin, which is longer, more than 10 Prakim. So it wouldn't fit the order. So that's another raya, that really all the babas are one mesechta, and then you go down in size, Sanhedrin, Makkah, Shavuos, etc. Okay, says the Mishnah. Arba Shomrim Hay. There are 4 Shomrim. Shomrim Chinam, Vahashoel, Nofisachar, Vahasocher. Shomrim Chinam, Shoel, No se sachar, shomer sachar for pay, ba socher and a socher. Shomachinam nishbalakol. Shomachinam swears on everything. What do you mean everything? Everything. So everything that the other shomrim are chayef for, he swears about. Pshia is not included. He does not swear about pshia. He's chayef im pshia. Vashoel mishalim is a kol. The other extreme is shoel pays everything. So the mishnah, interesting order. Ashomachinam swears on everything. Ashoel pays on everything. Obviously these are the rules. The shoel also has exceptions. Meisamachas balachi is pater. Balavimo is pater. But that's the general rule. He pays everything that other shomrim are pater for. Vinosei sachar vahasocher. Shomer sachar and socher are in the middle. Nishpon al ashvura val ashvuyev al meisa. They swear, meaning they're pater for an ones. The animal breaks its leg or gets captured or dies. And they pay for Geneva Vaveda. Pay for Geneva Vaveda, that's Shomer Sachar and Socher in the middle. So the big issue, which will come up time and again, is how do we view these four Shomrim? Are they qualitatively different? Socher is a separate issue, but even the other three, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and Shoel, are they qualitatively different institutions? They work different ways? Or do we say, no, they're really kind of like on a sliding scale? Sliding from one extreme to the other extreme, Shemachinim, Shemachar, but it's just a question of quantitative. They have differences, but it's all quantitative. This will come up interesting also tomorrow when the Mishnah says that a Shemachinim could decide to be a Shemachar, a Shemachar could decide to accept the responsibilities of a Shoel. That shows a sliding scale. But again, this is many makoras that will shed light on this issue. Just to quote one, there's an Arsameach in Schirus, in Ilcha Schirus Paragud, where the Arsameach says there's a fundamental qualitative difference between a Shemachinim and a Shemachar. He doesn't think the two are close. Maybe Shemachinim versus all the others. A Shemachinim is not chayiv to do anything. A Shemachinim accepts not to be posheya. It's his formulation. It's based on an earlier Achron. But he accepts not to be posheya. That's what the Arsameach says. Is a Shemachinim. A Shomer Sachar accepts responsibilities. He's got to do things. He's got to guard it positively. A Shoel accepts to do things with it. But a Shomer Chinam does not accept to do anything, he just accepts not to be Posheya. There is no real Shibur HaGuf to do anything. So the Arsameach put it on the list of Shomer Chinam versus the other Shomrim. That's just one example, but hopefully we'll talk more about it as we go along. Says the Gemara. Matan Arba Shomrim, who is the author that says there are four Shomrim? Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avobi Meir, he must be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that, as we will see, that, we'll see in a second what the Diak is. Let's continue. Amar Le Ravel, Rabbi Nachman, Miigad Lesle Dalat Shomrim. What do you mean it's like Rabbi Meir? Doesn't everybody hold to the four Shomrim? Amar Le Hafi Kamin Alecha. This is what I meant to say. Matan Socher Kenosi Socher Rabbi Meir. Who is the one that is the author of our Mishnah, not based on the first one of our Bar Shomrim, but who is the one that holds, like the end of the Mishnah, that a socher, a renter, has the same halacha as a shomer sachar, in terms of b'chayav agneva v'aveita? That's Rabbi Meir. I've heard Rabbi Meir if chashamin aleh. We learned in a braisa earlier, the Rabbi Meir says the opposite. The Tanya socher keza mishalim, Rabbi Meir omer shomer chinam, Rabbi Yudah omer shomer sachar. So, Rabbi Rabuah, if chaktani, just switch it. Just switch it. Meaning Rabbi Meir holds Shomer Sachar. What do you mean? But if the our mission is like Rabbi Meir, and he holds that a Sochar is like a Shomer Sachar, there's only three categories. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Dalit Shomrim, Vidineim Shlosha. No, there are four Shomrim. They have three rules about them. Two of the Shomrim have the same laws, but it's four Shomrim with three rules. There is one word in a Rashi. I never saw anybody pick up on it. If anybody out there saw anything on it, feel free to email, and we can mention it on the air. It's a Rashi Mishpatim. When the Rashi talks about Socher, Rashi in Perachav Beis, but the Pasuk says in Perachav Beis, Pasuk Yudalad in Mishpatim, Im Sachir Hu, Bab Ischaro. If he's a Sachir, then Bab Ischaro. Then he has to pay his wages. So Rashi says, quoting from earlier sources, we'll have to see if it comes up elsewhere. Rashi says, "V'lo pireish madino im kishomer chinam o kishomer sachar." The Torah does not explain what the din of a sachar is, shomer chinam or shomer sachar. Lefichach nechleku bo chachma Yisrael. Therefore, our chachamim argued, "Sachar keza mishalim, Rami omer shomer chinam, Rami Yehuda omer kishomer sachar." That word lefichach, the Torah didn't explain it. Therefore, there's an argument about it. Therefore, the Torah didn't explain, so you have to figure out what's it. Lefichach. Sounds like because the Torah didn't explain it, then mistum is going to lead to a machlokas. Lefichach. Lefichach nechlugu b'chachma Yisrael. Interesting word of lefichach. Never saw anything written about it, but we'll keep our eyes open. Lefichach. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Hahu Raya, there was a shepherd. The Ritva says, Stam shepherds are Shomer Sachars. Who Raya Davika Roy Chiyusa, Gudidinar Papa, Shomer, a shepherd that was shepherding his animals on the edge of the river Papa. Sorry, Chadaminai, Benaflis Lamai, one of them slipped and fell into the water. Asalakami the Rabu Patre. Rabbi says he's Potter, it was an Ones. Shomer Sachar, but he was Potter. Amar, my Havel Mebid, what could he have done? It was an Ones. Hanatar Kidinatri entry. This is Rabbi's line that we're going to talk about. Rabbi says, he guarded it like people guard it. He guarded it. Top Rashi. Ve'enze aveda el ones. It's an ones. He guarded it like normal people guard it. What else was he supposed to do? Amalei Abaya, one second. Elameata. Abaya says to Rabbi, 1 minute. Let's say the shepherd took a break when everybody takes a break and everybody goes into town and leaves the animals unattended. Hakan, I'm the putty. Can you tell me he's putty there too if something happens? Amalei in. Rabbi says, yeah. That's what I hold. If you do what everybody does, what's expected, that's all you need to do. Gina, go and take a gana purta beidna to gana inchi, achanami de pater. Abai says if you took a nap when everybody takes a nap, siesta time, you're also pater there? Amalayin, yes. Rabashita is, if he was not a kidanatri inchi, that's all the Shomer Sachar has to do. Aisve, 1 second. Elohein onsin Shomer Sachar pater ole. And the Bryce says the following are examples of onsin that a Shomer Sachar is pater for. Kigon, like it says in Eov in the first parak when it's describing Rachmana Litzlan, all the tragedies that befell Eov at the hand of the Satan, at the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatipol Shva Vatikachem, the Shva came down and took all the animals. Vasana Arim Hikolafikharav, he killed Eov's kids. That's an ones. When you have a bandit, you have somebody comes, a marauder that comes and kills. That's what an ones is, not just slipping in the river. So Amalei Hasan b'Chazani Masa. No, you know what that case was talking about? By Eov, it was talking about special guards, guards of the city. If it was guards of the city, that is their job to guard. Their job to guard that they're going to be held more accountable. And an ones is really just a tremendous ones. By the way, even Rabbah, the Ritva points out, even Rabbah agrees that if the Shomer took a nap or went in at the time when he wasn't supposed to go in, that he's chayiv. That he's chayiv. It's only a time when if he did what he was supposed to do, so that's when we say that he is going to be pater, right? If he went in at the wrong time, then even if he left a wall of iron around the animals, it's still not going to be good enough. We'll get to that soon. Eisve, that's according to Yerushalmi. Admasei Shomer Sachar Chayev Lishmar. Eisve, another kasha on Rabbah. How much does a Shomer Sachar have to guard? Ad kedei, until what Yaakov Avinu said. Ha'isi v'yamachal anichor v'kerach b'layla. So much he has to be moser nefesh. Doesn't sound that way from the story. Amalei Hasanami v'chazani masno. No, that was also v'chazani masa by the guards. So says the Gemara. Amalei Atu Yaakov Avinu chazan masave. Yaakov Avinu was a guard of a city. So he says, yeah, Amalei Lavan. Maybe he said to Lavan, not you l'chani tirusi. You say rasa chazani masa. Maybe that was the deal he said to Lavan. I'm going to guard your animals so much. I'm going to guard them such a high level. Eisve says the Brisa again in the Kashan Rabba. Roish Ali Roav Hiniach Edro Ubalair, a shepherd that had his flock. And he left them, and he went into the city. Ba'ze'evataraf. Ba'arivadaraz, a ze'ev, a wolf, or a lion came, and took care of some of his sheep. Ein omrim, changes it on the side. Ein omrim, we don't say. Ilo hayasham hayamatzil, we don't say, if he had been there, automatically, it's his fault, therefore he has to pay. We don't say that automatically. Ela omdinoso, you just figure it out. Im yochel lahatzel chayv, if he would have been there, he would have been able to save it, then he's going to be chayv, it's his fault. Vim la pater. And if not, putter. So my lot, isn't this price they're talking about to Olba in a daily inchi, that he went in at the proper time? If he went in at the proper time, so then we should say that, according to Rabbah, he didn't do anything wrong. So he should always be putter. Where is it? Lo, to Olba in a delo daily inchi. No, maybe he went in at a time when he wasn't supposed to go in. Yachi am I putter. If that's true, then even if he wouldn't have been able to save it, he should be chayiv. Tchilotsu b'pshiyev sova bonis chayiv. He should be chayiv in that case, if he went in at the wrong time. Says the Ritva, 1 minute. We had earlier, Tosfos, Lamed Vav Ben Aleph. The Shita that says, Chilasa B'Pshiyah V'Sof HaBonis Chayiv, is only if the Onis was Ba Machmas HaPshiyah. That's what Tosfos said back on Lamed Vav Ben Aleph. The Ritva argued there, but Tosfos says, Ba'alik to many Rishonim hold, that the Shita of Chilasa B'Pshiyah V'Sof HaBonis Chayiv is only where the Onis happened partially because of your Pshiyah. Not just if it would have happened anyway, they're not going to be chayiv. So here it would have happened anyway. So says the Ritva, so, you know, you have to say, we're talking about a case where maybe he could have prevented it, maybe the animal would have been scared. Read you the Ritva. Maybe he could have gotten other people to help him. The Ramban says, maybe the animals wouldn't have come. Then he quotes, Shema ilo hayshem lo hayari toref, like the Pasuk says, v'morachem v'chitchem yeh, akol chayis aretz. Right, when there are people around, the animals stay away. Only when people leave, that's when the animals come. So maybe he wouldn't have come in the first place. So he asked the Gemara, back to the Gemara's question, if he left at the wrong time, if he came in at the wrong time, he should be chayiv. So the Gemara answered, no, the Shama kol aryiv ol. He heard the lion and he ran away. That was the onis. Ihachi, om denoso, my have a little mevid. Then he should be potter. What could he have done? It was a lion attacking. Hoyla lakadim baramu b'maklos. No. He should have gotten sticks, he should have gotten other shepherds to help him out. Hoyla lakadim baroim ubamaklos. Tosas earlier on Daflamet Aleph Amud Beis asked, why is in this case Argamar similar to a case of Mavriach Ari? Right, Mavriach Ari, if I see a lion coming on my friends of Chasim and I shoo the lion away, Potter in that case. I did it. I was a good Samaritan. I did it, but you don't have to pay me for it. Mavriach Ari Minech Zachavero. While here, the Shomer Sachar has to do everything he can. Do everything he can to get work. Well, see, he's going to even have to pay for workers. He's going to have to pay for work. I just do the next line of the Gemara for a minute. If he should have gotten sticks and other shepherds to help him, even a Shomachinam. So Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. Shomachinam, Bachinam, Shomachinam, Bachinam, you're right, a Shomachinam has to do it for free. He doesn't have to hire workers to help him, but a Shomachinam has to hire workers for him. So again, back to the question, right? Why isn't it like Mavriach Ari that you are Potter? So the Ritva here says, no. Well, first Tosfos. Tosfos' answer over there on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Tosfos says there that there's a difference. By Mavriach Ari, your Potter. Why? Because it's not Vadai that it's going to get lost. Now, if it wasn't Vadai, that's the Yukimta. But here, it's a Vadai that it's going to get lost. Therefore, he has to pay workers. The lion's attacking the sheep. That's Tosfos. The Ritva here says, no. There's a difference between Stam a person and a Shomer. A shomer really is in the shoes, goes into the shoes of the owner, so he has a higher level of responsibility than any other person. And that's why you can't compare the cases. The b'shomer d'avim mipnei tzna'o v'lo meritzo nafsho leka l'meimar hafi. Right? There's a more responsibility by a shomer. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara of Yad Kama, how much does the shomer sachar have to pay to hire out ad kedei demeyan, up until the value of the animals themselves? Is this an ones? That's why we're forcing the shomer sachar to pay. It's an ones. So the hadar shachar demeyan balabayas. No, you're right. He's going to get paid back. But this is a case where he has to hire him out to save the animals, and the balabayas will pay him back. So I'm lawyer pavalabayi haki my hanalemina. So what's the point then? If he's going to pay back anyway, so why don't we just say, he's putter and onsen, so let the animals get eaten up. Why should the real owner have to pay him? So no, two, nafkamina lakosha the chiyusa, one is for the nafkamina is for the abilities of the animal. I mean, the owner would rather have his animal. The owner has his animal, he knows the habits of the animal, so he wants his animal. Inami latircha yisei rasa. Or there'll be extra tircha if the owner will have to go and buy another animal. So that's why the Torah says Bachatchila was supposed to spend, the Shomer Sachar is supposed to spend money. And so if you look at the tour, the beginning of Simon Shin Gimel, he talks about the responsibilities of a Shomer Sachar. It's not Stam, Okneva Aved, and any onis that occurs is out of my league. Regular onsen is. But I have to do everything I can to make sure that I guard this animal. Iluhay Yeshut Lefichach. Read you his Shomer Sachar. Afilu he kifaso chomash al barzel. Ain omrim roin ilu hayisham hayyachal lahatzel chayv. Ain omrim roin ilu hayisham hayyachal lahatzel chayv in laf pater. Ela omrim ilu hayisham hayyachal lahatzel. We always assume that the Shomer Sachar has to do the most that he can, the best that he can, to try to prevent any problems. And even if it looks glim, if it looks slim chances of saving, he still has to do everything he can. So I didn't finish reading it, but it's an important tour at the beginning of Shin Gimel. What happens if we don't know? If he ran away, and we don't know if he could have been saved it or not. It's unclear to Suffolk. We don't know if he could have been able to save it or not. So the Rambam paskins, he's chayiv. Shulchan Aruch also paskins this way. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Gimel, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, that if you're not sure, he is chayiv. The question is why? Why would he be chayiv if you're not sure? So, machlokes, sma, and the shach, here, what is the reason that you'd be chayiv? Rosh, einiach, edro, he left the edro and went into the city. So we say, im ein adar v'yadu achayiv l'shalim. Says the sma, why? Mistama hayut, v'im ein adar v'yadu, v'minastam hayyachol ha'atza dey romu maklos. Because mistama, he could have saved him. He could have gotten other shepherds and sticks. Mistama, he could have saved him. Shayasokran latziyo, and he could have hired workers. But according to this reason, says the Sma, by Yeshomer Chinam, you wouldn't say this. Because you don't say Mistama, he could have found workers for free. Mistama could have found workers for payment. Mistama could have found workers for free, so that's a nafgamina. The Shach quotes the Sma and says, I disagree with the reason. Right? Who told the Rambam? Mihigalola Rambam. Who told the Rambam, Mistama, he would have saved him? No. Nearly a Tam. Tkiva de'ina d'ever yadua, since it's not known, Hare Asocher Chayiv, Michuyev Shvua, Ben Yacholi Shava. Really, the Shomer Sachar has to swear that it wasn't his fault, but he can't, because it's not known. So what's the rule? And if that's the Svara, says the Shach, even a Shomer Chinam would be Chayiv in this case, if it's not known. That's a machlokas between the Sma and the Shach. What's the reason? If it's Lo Yadua, if it's not known whether he really could have saved it or not, the Raman Paskins and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Chayiv, what's the reason? Machlokas Sma and the Shach, Nafkamina would be a Shomer Chinam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Omele Rav Papa La Abai. We did that 2 lines later. Rav Chisav, Rabba Rav Huna. Lo Svir Lulu Had Rabba. Rav Chisav, Rabba Rav Huna. Don't hold like Rabba. Rabba from the top line on the Amud. That hey, he watched it like normal people watch it. Da Amri La Haki Yavi Lacha Agra Linturi Linati Rusi Seirasa. No, the Baal Abai says I paid you to guard it more than the average person. So therefore, you can't just say you guard it like everybody else. No, Shomer is a higher standard, like we just quoted from that Ritva. Barada savu la'ahavi kama'aver chiyusa gamla danarj. Barada the schlepper was walking animals across the river, across the bridge on a river. Dachva chadal chavertav shadisa b'maya. So one of the animals bumped the other animal into the water. Asla kamad rapapa chayvi. Rapapa says, chayiv. Amalei mayhavi lila mevid. What could I have done? Amalei b'ylachal avurei chada chada. You should have made them pass one by one. Tosva says that this isn't Pshia, but it's like a name of Aveda. It's like a name of Aveda, and therefore, even though he's a Shomer Sachar, so therefore, he's still Chayiv for a name of Aveda. It's not Pshia. The Ramban here quotes, no, he should have known. He was Poshea. Amar Lei, says the Gemara, continuing the story, after the Psak was, you should have taken him one by one. Amar Lei, Adata Bei, Bebar Achtech, Dematil Mevar Chada Chada. Do you know anyone from your sister's sons? That means, do you know any Jew? Takes them one by one? No, people screamed at the people before you. People screamed and nobody listened to him. Who is he referring to? So Rashi explains that the two Amarim that we just quoted, they don't hold like Rabbah. Don't bring me Rai is what normal people do. Because if you're a Shomer, you don't have the status of a normal person. Period. Ibu, last story, Imu Afkid Kitna Beirunya, Ivu was Mafkid, gave flax to Runya to watch, Azal Shabu Sham Temine, Shabu came and took it from him, Losofu Gura Ganav, and the Ganav was found, Shabu was found, Azal Kamidur Rav Nachman, Chayve, Rav Nachman came along, it was Machayev Runya, he was Machayev the Shomer. Instead of telling the Balabayas, go deal with the Ganav, he made Runya deal with the Ganav. So lema pligid rafuna bar avin. Let's say it's a machlokas. The shalach rafuna bar avin. Nigneva va'onis vakachu karaganev. Im shomer chinam hu. If they find the ganev, if he's a shomer chinam, ratza nishpa, ratza osim odin. A shomer chinam has a choice whether to swear and just be putter, or he could go and try to get the money out from the ganev. Im shomer sachar hu osim odin v'no nishpa. Shomer sachar has no choice. He has to deal with the other party, and he cannot swear. So isn't this a stira? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava Hasam Gavri to Parmuska Havikaimi. Now that case over there was a different case because there were policemen all around. There were Parmuska. Rashi quotes Anshi Shilton, Di Ramakala Havi Asu Umaslanle. They would have saved him, and that's why Runi was Dafka Chayiv in that case, because he should have opened his mouth. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah. Zev Echadino Ones, Shnei Zevim Ones. If one wool comes to a bunch of sheep, it is not an Ones. Two, is it Pshia? Is it Gneva Veda? Question in the Achronim. So one Zev is not an Ones, two are an Ones. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'shas Mishlacha Zevim, Av Zev Echad Ones. If it's a time of plagues of wolves coming around, so then even one is an Ones. You gotta get out of there. Shnei Klavim Ein Ones, two dogs are not an Ones. Yadua Habavli, unusual name. Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Meiruach Achas Ein Onis, Mishay Ruchos Onis. They're coming from one side, it's not an Onis, you can take care of them. Mishay Ruchos, two sides, it is an Onis, because what's he supposed to do? Ha Listemar is an Onis, Listemar an Onis, Ha Arib, Ha Dov, Ha Namar, Ha Bardlos, Ha Nachash, Ha Ila Onis, all these wild animals that we had in the first mission, in the first parak in Baba Kama, about Muadin, all these are an Onis. Amos Laibis Van Shabo Mealeyan. All these are excuses if they came by themselves. But if the guy walked, if the Shomer Dafka took the item, took the sheep to these places, then it's his fault. and it is not called an ones. Mesa kedar gare is an ones. If the animal just died, that's an ones. It's an ones. Even if it's mesa machas balacha, even a shoal is pater. Sugfo mesa in ones. But if you tortured it first, so then it is not an ones. Tosfos says, even if you could come up with a different excuse why it died, it doesn't matter. You could say it was because of the torture. Also, Rashi Sukkah Benachla Reza Onis. If you took, if it went up to the top of the mountain and slipped off, it's an Onis. It wasn't your fault. Hallel Rashi Sukkah Benachla V'Mesa Ein Onis. But if you took it up the mountain, then it's not going to be called an Onis because it is your fault. Okay, we'll stop here. But the Shem will continue tomorrow with Masen Shemar Chinulus Kesher Sachar Tznai Shem B'Mamon, other issues that come up, and getting into Perek Hashoah, all the halachas of Hashoah. Okay, we'll stop here.